This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1804. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 17th, Australia, Bermuda, Biafra, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, international waters, Iran, Japan, Monaco, Myanmar, North America, Oklahoma, Oman, Russia, Sarawak, South Carolina, Sweden, Turkey, USA, Vietnam, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. What has happened to ABC Tennant Creek, Northern Territory? You'll recall last week we reported that on December 5th they did not switch frequency from 4910 to 2325 at 0830 UT, but stayed on the higher frequency past 1400. Ron Howard in California says, I'm still not hearing them on 2325 during my normal monitoring between 12 and 14 UT on December 15th and 16th. I did hear the other two, however, on 4835 and 2485, where they're supposed to be. The answer came from Mauna Ridula. According to ABC, spare parts have been ordered for repairing the Tennant Creek transmitter, so it appears to be totally off the air for the time being. On a periodic de-expedition by the Michigan area radio enthusiast to the wilds of Michigan, Harold Froge reports, among many others, this catch from Bermuda, ZVR, on 2582 upper sideband with marine weather, inside and outside the reef with temperatures St. George's tides. This was December 12th from midnight 38 until it went off at midnight 44 UT. Via Mike Barraclough, breaking news from the Biafra Herald, December 14th. Biafra cannot be defeated. Radio Biafra is back on shortwave, 11,600 kilohertz. The Nigerian government spent millions of dollars to stop Radio Biafra, but one thing about Biafrans is that we don't accept defeat. We love challenges because it makes us stronger. Today we're back on shortwave. Taxpayer money trying to stop Radio Biafra. All Biafrans and friends can now go to 11,600 kilohertz. To cherish the gospel of truth, 8 p.m. London time, 9 p.m. Biafra land time, we are unstoppable because Chukwuka Okike Abiyama is on our side. That converts to 2000 UT. If it's a two-hour broadcast, it would be 20 until 22 on 11600. Frequencies ending in 00 smack of Bulgaria as a transmitter site. And that's soon confirmed at the next opportunity by Ivo Ivanov near that site in Sofia on December 15th. Very strong signal at his location, so there's no doubt about it, but he thinks they have an antenna aimed at 270 degrees, which really isn't very close to the true azimuth of Biafra from Bulgaria, 205 degrees. Other monitors were checking this out, including myself. Not too surprisingly, at that hour from Europe, I was only getting a just barely audible carrier on 11600, but further east in New York, Bruce was hearing them at 2035 UT on December 15th, put up a recording, which I listened to, very repetitive drumming and singing only. By 2055, they finally started talking in English, mentioning Nigeria with a West African accent. Looking at the Kostin Broad transmitter site on Google Earth, Wolfgang Bischel says they have some antennas aimed 195 degrees, which is a lot closer. What's the frequency, Glenn, of last week's item about CHRF in Montreal going from gay programming to Xmas music? 980 kilohertz. On the shortwave sites group, Ian says, I received an automated mail from Google saying that imagery for your point of interest, Sackville, had been updated. I'd forgotten about this and how I invoked this nice Google feature. There's now very nice high-res aerial imagery of the former Sackville RCI site. The buildings are still there, but antennas, masts, feeders, and support poles have long since gone. If you want to use this app, it's https://followyourworld.appspot.com. Ron Howard in California heard some Chinese numbers on 6225 USB from tune in at 1339 December 11th until off at 1351. He also had them back in August 2011 on exactly 9,000 USB. Keith Rohn explained this is not the Taiwan number station, but from mainland China operated by the Navy, very active during military exercises, not a spy station. It may sound like it because of old technology being used to generate the numbers. Here's a Christmas Eve special, which seems to be an annual event from Germany in the German language for seafarers on the Indian and Atlantic Oceans. It's called Gruß an Bord, originating at NDR. According to Gibaudo and Kuhl in DSWC IDX Window, the schedule on December 24th is from 19 to 21 UT on 6185, 9810, 9830, 9885, and 11650. At 21 to 23, 6040, 9515, 9655, 9765, and 9830. In BCDX, we have more specific information on the transmitter sites for each frequency. Now in Germany on 6185, 6040, 9885, and 9515. Issoudun, France on 11650, 9830, and 9655. In Mosbrunn, Austria on 9810 and 9765. Last week we mentioned a couple of frequencies from All India Radio which have changed transmitter site from Goa, where they're having problems, to Bengaluru. And here's more about that situation from Joe Jacob on the DX India group. A couple of transmitters or transmissions are off the air from the schedules, which had been Goa, 11:15 to 12:15 in Tamil on 9810, and 16:15 to 18:30 in Hindi and Malayalam on 12025. Any substitution moving Panaji Goa to Bengaluru is the Telugu transmission at 12:15 to 12:45 on 9810. In fact, I was listening to that very broadcast on December 13th and suspected, due to the signal quality, it was Bengaluru instead of Goa. Last week, RRI, Makassar, Indonesia, 50 hertz below 4750, was reported by Ron Howard to be off the air. That was as of December 9th. He says, after missing for about a week, it was back December 15th, heard at 1409, but not earlier on that day. Usual chatting on the phone and some easy listening songs, a local ID and RRI jingle. Very nice to have them back again, light interference from China and Bangladesh. The Voice of Indonesia external service had also been missing in early December from 9526. However, Ivo Ivanov reported as of December 10th it was back on the air, but the frequency had finally been corrected almost to 9525 instead of almost 9526, where it had been for a few years. He heard it December 10th in Spanish at 17 to 18, but the modulation was still very low. Checking the website of Atsunori Ishida about Indonesia, rri.jpn.org, he reported 9525 was already on the air and corrected a week earlier, December 3rd. It might have been a newer, different transmitter, but since there's no improvement in strength or modulation, we fear that is not the case. In fact, it might be an even weaker substitute transmitter, which happens to be on frequency. So we'll have to be more careful in identifying anything else on 9525, but there isn't much else scheduled. Only Romania for 1 hour at midnight UT in Spanish, and China for 1 hour at 15 UT in English. By the way, the scheduled times for the English hours from Voice of Indonesia, if you want to attempt to hear them, but those two have been unreliable in timing, are at 10, 13, and 19 UT. You can also hear Indonesia on FM if you're as close as New South Wales, which isn't that close. Jeffrey Wolf in Numeralo, who is about 4.1 megameters away, heard a couple of FM stations. Well, 92.2 RRI Ende in Nusa Tenggara, Double Hop Sporadic E, December 13th at 11 UT. It lasted for about 2 minutes. Earlier, he had an RRI on 88.8 from Sunusa Tenggara. He says, my DX indicator for Indonesian FM openings is the 6-meter beacon at Darwin, VK8VF, on 50.31 megahertz. Filed under International Internet, this report from Mike Bryant in Kentucky, because he was employing an online web SDR at Twente in the Netherlands, to hear three different countries with his choices for the best shortwave music in a 40 kilohertz spread. This was December 11th, between 0230 and 0300. There was All India Radio, Aligarh 9380 in Hindi, Subcontinental Music, Romantic Peace, standard Vivid Bharati programming. Via that receiver, it was S9 Plus, and alone for beautiful audio. Then 09410 at 0245, Voice of Turkey in Spanish, with some Turkish vocal music. And on 9420 at 0255, the voice of Greece. Song after Greek song, really some of the most beautiful music on shortwave broadcast. The strongest signal on the band, it was 45 over 9, while Turkey was only 40 over 9. Via Southgate and Mike Terry, there's a Santa net on 3916 kilohertz during the season. Larry Shantz, WD0AKX, says kids can talk to Santa, allegedly at the North Pole via ham radio. 3916, 75-meter phone at 0130 UT. Wolfgang Büschel says, thanks to a tip from Ivo in Bulgaria, the Zahedan transmitter in Iran is on odd frequencies these days. At 0356 UT, December 10th, 9897.212. Instead of 9895 for the 0230 to 0530 broadcast. By the way, Iran has two different programs in Arabic, one for the western part of the Arab world and another for the eastern part. This one is to the west. Another frequency, which has been way off, well, sesquikilohertz off or so, 6060, also in Arabic, for many hours in the local evening. But Wojtek Zaremba in Poland tells me it was back on frequency when he listened December 14th at 19 UT. Rick Barton in El Mirage, Arizona, enjoys listening to the eclectic mix of music on Radio Nikkei Japan. For example, he was listening to Radio Nikkei 2 on 3945, December 7th at 1330. An amazing range of music played, classical, punk, J-pop, New Orleans jazz, they play it all. Very good reception on this occasion. Radio Nikkei 1 is on 9595 and 3925. He heard 9595 December 1st at 1340 with J-pop. Also on 6055. And then back on November 27th at 10 UT, 3925. Had a female vocalist and shamisen music, parallel to 6055. And before the hour, they played Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles, which is why RN1 and RN2 are his favorites in his shack. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1804. Much more information is at our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from an anonymous contributor in Medoc, Ontario, who sent a Canadian bank draft in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, as we prefer, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. There are shortwave broadcasts from Monaco if you don't mind there really being a utility station, and a rather unusual set of logs from Arthur Miller in Wales in communication of the British DX Club. On November 17th, he heard Monaco radio with announcements for shipping in French and English at 1401 UT on 13146 upper sideband. But on November 3rd, he'd heard them within the 15-meter hamband, 21374 USB, also at 14 UT with more of those French and English announcements and ID. And they also play the national anthem, playing music, I suppose, but help to convince us that it's more like a real broadcast. But how did they wind up on 21374? Well, it so happens they have another frequency halfway in between, 17260, which is exactly 4,114 kilohertz between both of them. Thus, it is a leapfrog intermodulation product. All of these are reported as upper sideband. I was wondering if when something unusual like this happens, one of them might switch to lower sideband. You don't have to listen to Voice of America to hear VOA Learning English, The Making of a Nation. Ron Howard in California hears it via Myanmar Radio, 5985, December 9th at 1540 UT. That episode was about a sea battle between the Virginia and the Monitor during the Civil War. They went over some of the vocabulary used. Furthermore, Myanmar Radio on 9730 also relays Radio Australia's program English for Business. He heard this December 16th at 1111 with Lesson 24. There's the Opera House. Thank you for this wonderful dinner. This program is only on Mondays and Wednesdays. North American pirates, mostly between 6900 and 7000 kilohertz, provide unexpected and entertaining listening if you keep tuning that band. These items from Chris Lobdell in Massachusetts. Here at Voice of Pearl Harbor, December 6th, at 1405 to 1432 UT, an unusual time of day, on 6950 AM. They signed on with air raid sirens, station ID, news reports from the radio on the bombing of Pearl Harbor and Roosevelt's Day of Infamy speech to Congress. A well-done program. Other pirates, he reports, are CCC, Cold Country Canada, Girl Scout Radio, and Radio Casablanca. At least that last one I have also heard in the past. All the details in DX Listening Digest. Many of the pirate signals I hear are quite weak. Really can't get much out of them here in Central North America, making me suspect they're originating in Eastern North America, where a lot of reporters, mostly further east than I am, report much better signals. For example, at HF Underground. One I heard, but apparently no one else reported, had a very recognizable interval signal, the Lincolnshire Poacher. But which station was it? This was December 14th at 0212 on 6951.0 AM. Another pirate escaped the congestion on the usual band by appearing on 7560.04, December 12th at 0625. I was hearing some jazz and big band music past 0723, although by then it was just a carrier. I'd been tipped about this frequency by John Cooper in Pennsylvania, who had been hearing it much earlier the previous day after sunrise. And perhaps the same station was also trying 7540. The 7560 was reported by others as carrying some old Radio New York International programs. And 7540 was reported by John Cooper, December 12th, at 2040 UT as THX 1138. Following up my report last week about the Tulsa, Oklahoma station on 1120, finally starting to announce something rather than just playing music, calling itself 1120 La Diferente, I have kept trying to hear an actual call letter legal ID, and the closest I've come so far to that was December 10th at 1859 UT, when they said La Quetu. I think that's what they were saying, actually pronouncing the letters Q-U-E-T-U, as if they were a Spanish word, Q-U-E-T-U. But they still haven't been heard spelling out the individual letters. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria tells me December 16th, is there a damaged transmitter, a frequency change, or just bad conditions at Oman? I last heard Radio Sultanate of Oman on December 3rd at 0400 in Arabic on 13600. Until December 11th, nothing on their other frequencies, 9540, 15140, or 15355. Well, I had also been noting their absence from 15140 during the English hour at 14 UT, and it's supposed to be on the air all day in Arabic. However, on December 16th, they were back. I heard them in Arabic with an S6 signal at 15 UT. I've been hearing the time signal station near Moscow, Russia, on 4996 RWM. December 12th at 1338, there was an open carrier, and on that unique frequency, I suspected that's what it would be, confirmed by a minute of CW IDs at 1339, and into time pips at 1340. That may seem awfully early to be getting a signal from Europe on the 5 megahertz band, but sunset in Moscow was already at 1256 UT, and this was just after sunrise here in Enid at 1334, making a short path gray line catch possible. And I also heard RWM at a very different time, December 13th at 0554, with rapid clicks, that binary code they transmit during certain minutes. Now, with maximum night, the window is quite broad. Sunrise in Moskva was 0551 UT, and at more than 55 degrees north, their sun remains low for a day lasting only 7 hours. A bit later at 1212 UT, December 13th, I was not hearing RWM on 4996 USB, but instead some two-way in Spanish. But by 1350, once again, I could hear a trace of those binary clicks from RWM. Ivo Ivanov informs us that Radio Free Sarawak is in its usual Christmas break from December 7th till January 1st. Their next show will be on January 4th, or Monday through Friday, at 10:30 to 12 UT via Philippines Radio Veritas transmitter on 15420. It's 250 kilowatts beamed 280 degrees. December 11th at 0703, I was surprised to hear an anti-Catholic rant by the Overcomer Ministry. Well, not surprised that they were doing it, but on the frequency 7520, where they're not supposed to be transmitting because the pro-Catholic station, WEWN, starts at 05 UT, just 5 kilohertz down, on 7515 in Spanish. Could this have been deliberate? Two other U.S. stations use 7520 at other times of day, WHRI and WWCR, probably one of them, maybe by mistake. Via Mike Terry, news of another Christmas Eve special. It's from the Alexanderson alternator in Sweden on VLF 17.2 kHz, Rimaton Radio SAQ. It's Thursday, December 24th at 08 UT, but they'll be starting to tune up around 0730. This time there will be no associated ham radio activity, but they say they will kindly receive QSL reports on SAQ. This can be DX'd in North America, as Alan Weiner showed us during the previous transmission last summer. I heard Voice of America offer a free 2016 calendar with photos of America's number one city, New York. They'll send it by P-mail if requested by email to calendar at voanews.com. And they did not say Americans need not apply. I've been hearing Mennonite radio in a different time and frequency than originally scheduled on WBCQ. So I wrote to James Branham about this at Mennonite Radio and finally received a reply. He says we did switch to 5110. Since I could hardly pick up our program on 9330. I agree. We need to do a better job of keeping the website up to date and publicizing the project. I'm buying 2 hours per week from WBCQ for the rest of December. Broad Spectrum Radio, a non-religious show with a mix of stuff, just started last week from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. That's midnight to 01 UT, and then Mennonite Radio from 8 to 9 Eastern, 01 to 02, on 5109.7 CUSB. And these are on Thursday nights, UT Fridays. Tom Medlin, W5KUB of Amateur Radio Roundtable, tells me he's taken my advice and moved his program also from 9330 to 5110 on WBCQ. That is UT Wednesdays starting at 0200. It could last at least a sesquihour and be extended if necessary. It's also a live webcast via W5KUB.com, covering a wide range of topics: balloon launches, satellites, go kits, emergency communications, SDR, digital modes, DXing, homebrewing, hamfests. And he says we want to grow our shortwave listener base, including programs that interest those as well. If you're in the North Temperate Zone or further north, be sure to check any open frequencies you may have on the medium wave band at local noon. You may be surprised some skywave is coming through. I always enjoy doing this, and lately I've been hearing at least WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, and 750 miles away, WLW 700 in Cincinnati. Ron Howard in California has been hearing the Vichypel stations from Vietnam, that is the Vietnam Maritime Communications and Electronics, LLC. Ho Chi Minh Radio is the one heard best. It's on upper sideband 7906 and parallel 8294, such as December 9th starting at 1305 UT, with a rapid series of tones and in English calling all stations. Ho Chi Minh Radio. Items such as persons missing at sea, vessels should keep a sharp lookout. Also heard on 8294 at 1314 UT in English, when it was only on 8294 and not 7906. There's a website with info about many other stations like this in Vietnam, linked in DX Listening Digest. We continue to have many more reports of Radio Sana'a, the station supporting the ousted president of Yemen and presumably transmitting into Yemen from outside on 11860. Reception here peaks from before 14 UT until after 1500. During that hour, I hear a lot of martial stir-em-up music, draining my audience from the Kurdish music on 9400 and making me want to overthrow the rebels. It remains hard to believe this is a Saudi Arabian 50-kilowatt non-directional transmitter, as has been suggested. Also, I've noticed that they break into the music for a Quranic call to prayer around 1436 UT, which happens to be just at sunset in Sana'a and or Aden. A neat way to correlate with the source of programming, if not the transmitter site. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC's peaking at 25 and 5 December 16th, 20 and 4 on January 2nd and 6th. Solar flux dropping from 130 December 17th to 95 on the 28th and 29th. And that's World of Radio 1804. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.